here's a story from The World.
Today, people in South Sudan mark their 10th anniversary as the world's youngest country. There was a marathon with lots of runners. Jubilant crowds gathered at the finish line. But below the surface, South Sudan struggles. Still the newest country on Earth, it's facing a humanitarian crisis, political turmoil, and mismanagement of the pandemic. Reporter David Lemuria is in Juba, the South Sudanese capital. He joins us now. So we heard the crowd there, David, people at the finish line of the marathon. They sounded pretty excited. What caught your attention today?
Well, today is a pretty interesting and exciting day for South Sudanese here in Juba, especially. Many people came out despite the COVID-19 challenge and many other things happening in the country. They came out to say, we have to celebrate 10 years of independence as it stands.
You spoke with one of the runners in the marathon. Let's just hear that exchange.
You begin by saying your name.
My name is Paulino Swaka.
Yes, Mr. Paulino Swaka. So, how was the run today?
The run was very nice and successful. Only that's what is facing us is the issue of the exercise. I didn't exercise since 2017.
Wow, no exercise since 2017, and he ran a marathon. How hard has it been for South Sudanese to just do normal things like exercise in recent years?
Well, South Sudan has been embroiled in a civil war and economic turmoil. Critical infrastructure have been destroyed in the years of the war. And for South Sudanese athletes, coming out today and run for South Sudan Marathon is a traditional event that's happened every Independence Day. This one is quite important to South Sudanese because they always say we have to persevere. We have to push forward and go as a country, even with all that's happened in the country, the war, the financial crisis, the turmoil that's going on, that today is a very special day and the run itself represent the perseverance and resilience of the people of South Sudan.
Well, despite the challenges, 10 years of independence is an important milestone. I understand the president of South Sudan spoke on TV today.
On my part, I assure you that I will not return you back to war again.
The president of South Sudan, Salva Kiir, has reiterated on the need to have peace in the country. And he has also called on the warring parties to put their differences aside and focus on helping the country safe get back on the track again, despite other challenges like COVID-19.
David, you've reported from South Sudan through much of its 10-year history. How is this anniversary, this 10th anniversary, different from previous ones?
It has been a muted celebration. Many people followed the president speaking today from their homes, which is not traditional. Mostly people come out in thousands of them. And today wasn't big as it has been the past years. And also today, having been the time when factions on the warring party being together in the country to celebrate this day was quite a huge difference. And many people are looking to that as a sign of hope that the country is finally going back to the peace the people of South Sudan have always hoped for. But obviously that is still not clear as many other factors still impact on South Sudanese livelihood.
That's David Lemuria, freelance reporter in South Sudan.